24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can't do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked. Keep it locked. Keep it locked. Keep it locked.
Keep it locked. Keep it locked. You know how sometimes things line up? Coincidences? Since we've been up here, they've been happening more and more. It's like there's this black cloud hanging over us.
There's a family in our driveway.
Who is that?
Uh-oh. Run.
What are you people?
It's us.
Rated R.
Do you believe insurance companies overcharge you? Do you believe that you pay enough monthly and you should not have to pay a deductible when the coverage is needed? Unfortunately, deductibles are real, and we at We Pay All Your Deductibles offer you a warranty for about 1.5% monthly of the cost of your deductible to pay your deductible when you need it. We give back 25% back every 2 years if the time never arises. Sign up for our warranty, and you will have one up on the high cost of insurance on your cars, homes, motorcycles, cell phones, and boats. We pay all your deductibles.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Grown Folks Talking Live with your woman, Dr. Akila Faye. I'm so excited that each of you are here listening, sharing, whether it is on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. And let's not forget Monday, because you can listen to us anytime from anywhere. You know, when you come here, it's your time to relax and transform, because we have old school conversations and new school platforms. Anybody can talk about sex, but we're here to stimulate your mind, your body, and your soul to help with adulting and parenting in the 21st century. Because it gets real out here, right? And today, you all, we have a special guest host with us. We have Mr. Michael V. Roberts, who is an attorney by trade. He's actually Mr. Dr. Michael V. Roberts. He built an empire of assets that, according to CNN, were about $1 billion in worth. He was the largest black owner of television and hotels. He's the first African American to own and develop a wireless phone company that is still used throughout the entire state of Missouri. He's a family man. You know, we all about family, you guys, and we always like to highlight our melanated brothers for being there for their families. And he is a married man with four children. All of his children are grown. I know he's excited about that. He's about to come on. And they are all lawyers just like him. And he also has the blessing of both of his parents being married for 72 wonderful years. His father is 96 and his mother is 90. For those of you out there who like fraternity, he's a Kappa. He's also a 33rd degree Mason. He started a radio station out here where I'm from, you all, at St. Augustine College here in Raleigh. And he's on the board of trustees for New Birth Missionary Baptist Church in Atlanta, Georgia, underneath Dr. Jamal Bryant. With no further ado, and then we're going to get into our gratitude, you all, and discuss this gratitude. I'm already grateful that you're here. Would you like me to call you Mr. Roberts, Dr. Roberts? Mike, what would you like us to call you, sir?
Well, I'll leave that up to you. You can call me whatever you want. Just call me.
I like that. You saw my ground. As long as it's not bad, right? As long as it's not insulting, we're okay.
Well, you know, when I finished law school, I moved 2 blocks from the projects where I lived for 10 years and was elected to the St. Louis City Council in my 20s. And one of the things that happens when you're a councilman, you know, you can be called about anything. If you don't do everything that people want you to do, sometimes it's embarrassing what they might say. Other times they praise you and appreciate you.
Wow.
So, I'm just another brother who just wants to share my experiences with my brothers and sisters out here. Let them know that achievement can take place. One can, you know, succeed despite, you know, where you may live, who your parents are. There are many, many stories of people who were adopted who didn't even have a clue as to who their parents are, their family members are. But the one thing that I thought was very interesting about those who are adopted is they have one fortunate blessing, and that is when you're being adopted by people who know exactly who you are, what you look like, and are ready to love you and raise you. Mm-hmm. You know, when you have a child, you don't know what may come along,
right.
You know. But when you adopt a child, you already know what's going on. So I just sort of say that in humor, but also in truth, that, you know, there's so many folks who have excuses for not succeeding or achieving, and too frequently those excuses are, you know, based on their environment or their family or where they live, where in fact there's stories after stories of successful people who overcame all odds and achieved great things. So I just say to anyone who's listening, don't let your environment be the excuse. You know, there is no room for that. You know, what you have to do is just achieve your goals and fulfill your dreams. And I always say this, Dr. Fay, and I always tell people, you know, we all have dreams.
Right.
But what's the first thing you have to do when you have a dream? You got to wake up.
Right.
And then you go out and you prosecute your dreams, you pursue them, you know, with courage, with confidence and bravado. And that's necessary. So if you want to call me, for purposes of the show, Dr. Roberts, that's okay with me.
So we will do that, Dr. Roberts, because when people contact you, I want them to know exactly who they're speaking to and how to address you. And that's a beautiful thing. And we can all just respect each other's desires and still have humor with it. I love your sense of humor. So you all, those are two of my gratitudes already. For those who have just listened to Grown Folks Talking Live, I don't know where you've been. Because we've been here for a while, hitting millions of listeners. Woo! Give thanks. We always say, what are we grateful for? And the importance of gratitude. So, Dr. Roberts, I'm grateful that you are here with us. I'm grateful for all the listeners. I'm grateful that my son made it to 10 years old. For those who raise children, every day I measure my success by my son's breath. And I'm like, yes, he's still breathing. He's still smiling. I'm doing it right. That is one of my major, major measurements of success, because that means that everything else is in order to me. I learned that gratitude totally shifts, and I do it in the morning and at night just to keep my mind focused and centered so that no matter what happens, I'm good. Dr. Roberts, what are you grateful for today, and what does gratitude signify for you?
Well, gratitude is a kind of a moving target, because you cannot necessarily just have gratitude for one thing. You know, you mentioned breathing as a sense of gratitude. You know, you take 23,000 breaths in a day. Ooh. And that you know, the importance of breathing as it relates to our health is something that we cannot take for granted, you see, because when you inhale oxygen, you know, it's a component that allows for you to exist. You know, they say that you can live without food for about 2 weeks. You can live without water for about 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't exist without oxygen and breathing for more than 2 or 3 minutes. So we don't want to ever take for granted, you know, where we are, our environment, and what we have. So I think one of the first things we have to recognize is that we actually are alive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we take things for granted sometimes, but we realize that there are certain things we need to do to protect the environment that we live in, because it's the environment that provides us with the nutrition that we need to be healthy and to live. So I think that you said regarding your son in terms of alive and taking that breath every day, but I have to concur that that's a very important component, that we are here. Now, once you're here, we can achieve things.
Right.
But first, we have to be alive and be here. So I think you're right. That's probably the one thing that we should have the greatest appreciation for, and that is life itself.
Wow. Y'all hear that? Life. Sometimes we get so fixated on what we don't have or what we haven't achieved that we lose sight of what we do have, which is life. And that's why we have the Actionaire connoisseur himself on Grown Folks Talking Live today. Yeah, Actionaire. I know y'all heard the millionaire, the billionaire. Today we have the Actionaire with a combination of all of that so that we can learn to stop being a couch potato, stop being a grumbler, stop just letting life pass you by and being a leaf in the wind, and become an Actionaire in every aspect of your life, whatever your motivation is. And so before we get into that, you all, we're going to get into our meditation. And you know, once we come back from that, we're going to have a little discussion, listen to a little music, and dive into our book for today, which is by Dr. Michael V. Roberts, called Action Has No Season. Action Has No Season. So for our meditation, want to ask, if you're driving, please pull over. Because we don't want you meditating on the road. It's not a good thing, okay? If you're at work and you're able to relax in your cubicle or relax in your office or wherever you are, go ahead and take that. If you need to take a restroom break, like, hey, I need a 5-minute break, do that. And if you are in a place where your children are, tell them to go ahead and go away. It's time for adults. But you may want them to participate if they're a little unfocused. It's up to you. But then after that, it's all about grown folks. And remember, you need your time to yourself every day for at least 30 minutes. So you can make this a part of your 30 minutes to an hour, if not more, of time with just you, to be with you. Okay? Today's meditation is going to come from Letters of Devotion, Prayers Through Meditation, which is available on my website, tribetransform.com. That's tribe, T-R-I-B-E, transform.com. We're going to start off with positioning ourselves. Make sure that your back is straight. So whether you're laying on the floor or you are deciding that you are sitting, you want your back to be aligned. This helps for you to increase your circulation. What we're going to do is activate your third brain. Yes, you have the brain in your head, the brain in your heart, then the brain in your gut. We're going to activate that. I want you to take a deep breath in. When you take that breath in, I want you to put your hands on your belly button, okay? Inhale. Hold that breath into your gut. Take your right hand, and as much as you can, turn to your right side and exhale. You're going to inhale and turn back forward and put your right hand back on your stomach. Inhale. You're going to take your left hand, put it as far to your left, and exhale, kind of twist your tail. You want to inhale, turn back to the front and put your left hand back on your stomach. Inhale and turn forward. We're going to do that two more times on each side. Exhale and turn to the right. Remember, move your right hand, twist, exhale. Inhale, turn back forward. Exhale, turn to the left. Inhale, turn back forward. Now this time when you exhale, I want you to exhale anything that's stressing you. Say, I release all stress and discomfort. Exhale. When you inhale, say, I'm grateful for my power and my fortitude. Inhale. When we turn to the left, we're going to exhale doubt and worry. Exhale and turn. When you inhale and turn back forward, inhale, I am confident and powerful.
Let's regroup. When you wake up in the morning, one of the first things you should do is acknowledge that you're awake and give thanks. This is one of the keys to success that many people who have reached six figures, seven figures, or international status will share with you. Say with me, Divine Source. And then take three deep breaths. You're going to inhale, exhale. Inhale, exhale. Inhale, exhale. And your thoughts should be, I am grateful for this peace. Then exhale with the thought, I am peace. So you repeat your inhale, I am grateful for this peace. Exhale, I am peace. And repeat this two more times. I am grateful for this peace. I am peace. Last time, I am grateful. I am peace. Thank you, Divine Source, for peace.
Yes, yes, and yes, you all. Being able to take ourselves to a place, go ahead and get that relaxation. Right before we go into more of our transformation through our conversation, Dr. Roberts, what did you think of the way we do our meditations, and what's your philosophy on meditating?
I think that, you know, the concept of meditation, especially in the morning, gives you an immediate appreciation for life. And life starts with an appreciation of your existence, so that you know that you are alive, you have a purpose and purposes, and that you can begin your day by, and it doesn't just happen to happen during the day, it can happen any time of the day, but you get in touch with you, with who you are as a human, as a person, and then ultimately beyond who you are into your position, you know, in this universe.
I appreciate you for sharing. And those of you who have just listened, I encourage you to check out some of the other episodes where we do various meditations that involve movement, standing up, arms, whole one nostril. I mean, meditation goes to so many levels. We're going to have Dr. Robert share with you some of his info. I'm going to let you all know if you're tuning in, Grown Folks Talking Live, go to the Bashani page, Bashani Radio, BSHANIRADIO. Click on Grown Folks Talking Live and become a Patreon of the program. If you are interested in marketing a sponsorship, sponsoring a show or a season, definitely email me directly, info@aquilafay.com. That's info at, aquilafaye.com. And for those of you looking to transform your life or your business, understand transformation is not an option. It's a business imperative. Go to tribetransform.com. That's TribeTransform.com. And Dr. Roberts, how can they reach you, get into one of these wonderful, beautiful hotels you have up in Detroit and everywhere else? I guess read some more of your books.
Well, thank you. I think those who are coming to Detroit or live in Detroit should drop by and see the only African-American-owned hotel in the entire city of Detroit, and that's the Roberts Riverwalk Hotel and Urban Resort. You can look us up at DetroitRiverwalkHotel.com, DetroitRiverwalkHotel.com, and purchase my book. They can actually just go to Amazon and look up under my name, Michael B. Roberts, but the title of the book is Action Has No Season, Strategies and Secrets to Gaining Wealth and Authority.
Thank you. And you all, it's a great, great book, I'm trying to tell you. I've been reading it, rereading it. It has some awesome components. It correlates with a lot of other books. If you read The Four Agreements, if you like reading Robert Greene, if you just like reading Seven Habits of Effective People, all of these books, when you start to read, you start to learn different layers of what you think is the same information, but it's coming in such a new format. So we're going to go into a song, let you all process that. Go ahead and get your pen and your pad, because we're about to go in deep, coming back with the Actionaire Connoisseur, reading Action Has No Season, and then discussing how do we take action, and what is this duality of life thing we're talking about. We'll be right back, and this music has no words, so that you can hear yourself, the most important person it is. It's time to relax and transform. Let's go. PremiumBeat.com sponsored that song, so we definitely give thanks, and they also sponsored this next one called Start With Yes by Delicate Beats. And we're back. Don't let that play a little bit in the background. You all always be Action Has No Season. I'm going to read you a little bit from chapter 9 and a little bit from chapter 13. And we'll talk about the duality of God and how to apply it to every single thing that you face doing, or at least one of them. You can apply change to one, better yourself, one for today. Today. By the end of that month, you'll see a new change. By the end of that quarter, you'll see a different person. By the end of that year, people might not recognize you. Change is amazing. Transforming that is better. So the first thing is about our thoughts, right? Because nothing is ever as it first appears. Start observing the body language and attitude of the people in the deal. Listen for their needs. Don't misjudge them. Your first impression is always limited. It is possibly very wrong. Stop judging people. Stop prejudging people. Only fools make permanent decisions without knowledge. Never assume your intuition or perception is always correct. Actioneers never judge people by their outward appearance. And when he talks about knowledge, actually, Dr. Roberts, on that, I'm going to blend one more part with it, and it's the knowledge from chapter 13 is paragraph 2 that goes with prejudging. It says, understanding is the grasping of knowledge. Astuteness is the application of that knowledge. Most individuals' greatest weakness is ignorance or lack of information. The unmotivated and unsuccessful individuals believe that their lives will never change. Therefore, they fail to anticipate or adjust to future environmental transformations. This rejection of change will disable their authority and wealth in society and life. Actioneers know that they must change with the evolution of their environment, the natural rhythm. Let's stop right there.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I was just thinking to myself out loud. I was like, wow, somebody didn't get anything from that. They weren't listening. But I know they did because our listeners listen.
Well, let's begin with the concept, the fundamental concept of there is a paradox that we live in, and you know, we may take on a position that to be rich or successful means that you have to be somehow selfish. You know, some people describe that. You know, how difficult it would be for a wealthy man to get to heaven.
Oh, yeah.
And the reality is, you know, it's not the issue of being wealthy. It's the issue is the love of money versus having money. So, you know, I'm a firm believer that we have to become as financially successful as we can. And don't let, you know, someone distract you, because in reality, they may not be able to achieve what you can achieve. But somehow you find yourself, you know, falling behind them and their incompetence or lack of interest to succeed. Mm-hmm. And then you sort of sit back there thinking, well, this is the way that I get their approval, that they will like me better if I don't do certain things.
Mm.
Well, I'm not sure if that's the case in terms of how you should see yourself. You know, if you want to become successful, then you should go for it. Like in my book, you know, you could write, you could have a book cover that can capture you. It's most exciting on its face, but when you read it, it's nothing. You know, and so what we have to learn is that every day when we wake up and we're given 86,400 seconds, that's 24 hours, you know, that we have to live every moment to its fullest extent. And that the moment we think of the moment, it's already gone. So you have to be very existential.
Hold on. We got to say that again. You said the moment we think about the moment is already gone.
That's correct.
Hope y'all got that. That present moment, being mindful, mindfulness. It'd be interesting to hear, how would you apply that to now, where you don't, a lot of people don't even realize that they're becoming self-absorbed or selfish or seeking approval. I don't believe they do. But if you look at their actions on social media and even on CNN and stuff now, people have really changed their dispositions.
Yeah, well, you know, there's an old phrase, you can't judge a book by looking at the cover, right? So if you look at, you know, the guy at the White House, for example, you know, people who voted for him were busy listening to his comments about being, you know, a multi-billionaire and having all this. And they fell for that. I mean, like most recently reported in the news, you know, several people are saying he's a con man and a racist. Well, right. They're saying it. I'm not saying it. They're saying
right,
it.
Right.
And you know, the people that supported him thought that he was this real cool, successful businessman. But if you turn the page and you really look at it, he's failed almost in everything he's done. And he's used his ability to con banks and others to kind of support and push him up. But he's worked his way right to the leadership of this country and the world. Now everybody's looking around saying, wait a minute, what did we do here? You know, well, they judged him on the cover and not what's in the book, so to speak. I mean, that's a good example of why people have to dig down and go deeper, you know, whenever they're pursuing friendships, relationships, even marriages for that matter. You know, they need to see who are they listening to and who are they following. If you know in your heart of hearts that, you know, the pastor of your church is a jerk and isn't really doing the right thing with the tithes, he's operating for himself or herself only, then step back and think about it and do something about it. Either step away or engage it, you know, with others who are being equally duped by you. So I often hear people talk about, even family members, you know, if you get a job, they come up to you and they say, oh, we have a new job.
Right.
Or you get a business, you say, oh, we have a business. Well, I always talk about, even in my book, the power of no.
Right.
Because if you're building a family, if you're building a business, if you're building a bank account so that you can do some things, you know, don't let some family member or friend come up to you and say, well, listen, you've got that money, you should share, you should give it to me because I can't pay my rent. And you know very well they're not going to pay you back even when they say that they are, and then you end up losing a friend or
right.
a family member because you get upset with them. You know, the power of no is very important. You have to know how to say and feel comfortable in saying no. Just, you know, no, I can't do it. And interestingly enough, when somebody comes to try to borrow money and you say no, they may say some words to you and curse you out or something. And then all of a sudden you can step back and say, man, I sure am happy I said no.
Right.
because right. their true colors came out. When I said no, you know, so that's a very powerful thing for those who are, you know, in their own apartments trying to save a few dollars, in their homes trying to grow, and their families trying to expand in their businesses. Just say no to people and recognize that you can do more as a successful person with money later on than you can trying to strive to get there, because you'll never get there because you've been, you know, duped into giving away critical bits of money at a time when you needed it the most. Because they tried to guilt trip you. So I try to get people to feel comfortable and not letting that happen, and to pursue their life and get their stories told first, and then they can come back and make a decision on helping people where they choose to.
Wow. So I know that you're a man who gives back to the community. Not only are you giving, that was some powerful wisdom right there. I like the way that you worded it about just being aware. And I always love learning that no is a complete sentence. Like, that is a whole sentence. There's nothing else you said or explained. So thank you for that. How did you balance out being able to give back to the community? Your business partner is your brother. You have a wife, 4 children. You was a lawyer. You travel in and out across the U.S. and the globe. Still found time to write a book. You're on the show with me. You had a life way before we knew each other existed. And it seems to be a pretty awesome one. I read about you. There was some ups and there was some downs. There was some woes and there was some woohoos. And yet you are still, I mean, I met you. I got to see you speak at Dr. Dudley's birthday that I was helping this year. And you came out and did a book signing. My son met you. And you're very personable. You are off-putting. You are focused, but you're not off-putting. And you're very direct, but it still has a warmth to it, which means you have some balance going on and you're doing something to manage your stress. So what is that thing you're doing? And what can other people do to where when they get past 35, 45, they can make up into their senior years as well?
Well, again, I think if you take that position that if you live every second to its fullest extent and stay positive, then you have time to do things. I mean, you folks waste a lot of time, let's face it. And if you can get past, you know, some of the habits you have, I mean, you're not, if you see me in a bar, it's probably because I own it. But I also like to, I'm the largest black developer in the Bahamas. So I've got a house. Actually, it's a castle. It looks like a castle. And like my dad wrote a note, he said, Mike, you built a castle to avoid the hassle. He was right. Wow. You know, I could go sit on the beach, relax, and still write. Still have my meetings, my phone, my conferences, develop new ideas, research. I mean, I just did a panel recently. Actually, it was more of a TED Talk kind of talk. It's called the Epic Talk, where I brought a whole lot of futuristic thought to the audience. It was an all-black audience, and I was describing, you know, the future and how people need to be preparing themselves now for all types of technology and science that's going to change their life and even change them as a, in terms of their day-to-day activities. Autonomous vehicles, for example, where your Uber or your Lyft will be picking you up and there won't be a driver, or your cars will not have drivers. You know, you've already seen how drones are dropping pizzas at your house. You know, there aren't people doing this. Machines are being, or it's called learning machines, or AI, artificial intelligence. Mm-hmm. And that's the robotics that's taking, you know, jobs away from people. We saw it innocently in the automobile industry, where it used to be humans who were busy, you know, assembling cars. Now it's big robotic arms that are assembling the cars.
Wow.
So, you know, the president talks about Mexicans and immigrants taking the jobs. That's crazy. Robots are what's taking the jobs out here now.
Wow.
And so what we ought to do is look at, well, where do we fit in this future world where, you know, your bot will wake you up in the morning, have your tea or coffee and food ready for you. You will be able to look and have, you know, the virtual reality that we have now by looking those masks that you can put on. And now you look through and you think you're in a different place. Well, at some point they'll actually have them where it would be like, little lids that'll go over your eyes that will be able to have nano chips in it that can do things like determine your blood pressure and look wow. at and be able to determine if you have an ailment and actually send a signal to your doctor's office who will receive it through a robotic evaluator that will determine whether you need medicine or need to go to a hospital. They'll send in your pharmacy mm-hmm. to another robot at a pharmacy that'll prepare your pills if that is in fact what needs to be done. And then those things can still be delivered to you robotically. Or you would then at that time, and only at that time, go to the pharmacy to pick up your medicine. So if you look at all the jobs that are repetitive in nature,
yes,
you can assume in the future that they will be taken over by robotics. And there will be these nano chips that will be able to read and analyze you and educate you as well. And what do I mean by that? There'll be chips the size of a coffee grain that wow. will go into your brain and be able to connect you at some point with the internet. And once your brain and you are connected to the internet, you have infinite knowledge. And once you have infinite knowledge, you know, you can download data into your brain and actually see it, because right now our bodies are being trained through virtual reality equipment to be able to, you know, be able to have this virtual reality that's going to be a part of who you are. And that's probably another 30 years out. But just like I got into the wireless phone company business, mm-hmm. At a point when everybody was still on analog phones, and I could see there was a change was coming, and it was going to be digital, and it was going to have great capacity, and you'll be able to do things like text and listen. Your phone, even today, your phone is like your alternate brain. You have more data capability on your phone than NASA had when they launched their flight to the moon.
Wow.
Your phone is where you keep your phone numbers, your data. You can ask it any question virtually. And all of that is connected through the internet and through the cloud. So it almost has infinite knowledge right there. And imagine that the phone goes away and it's all in chips inside of your brain, and your body functions almost like there's a conversion. The human mm-hmm. and the AI robotics will have to find ways to communicate together in what I call not AI, which is artificial intelligence, but HI, human intelligence. Mm-hmm. So there's more of a convergence of the two, and yet you'll find that robots and artificial intelligence cannot do what the human does. It doesn't have compassion or love.
Right.
It doesn't have art capability, creativity like that. It's machine learning. It's a processor. It's input, it's processes and output. Where the human brain has a blend of these creativities that the robots in the future will not have. I'm sorry if I'm taking you too far out there right now.
Oh,
and
no,
I hope the audience can hang with me for a minute. Mm-hmm. But what I'm trying to do is get us ready for what used to be science fiction movies and sci-fi.
Right, right.
It's with us today already. And imagine on the other hand, if you have a chip in your brain that can bring in new memory, maybe you can get rid of Alzheimer's. Genome analysis of who you are, getting into your DNA, and maybe there's ways for your own genome capability to be cut out so that future cancer gene that's in you can be removed. Or as I said, the Alzheimer's gene can be removed. And at some point, you know, there's going to be this extension of life capability, because your genome pool will be able to be manipulated, and, you know, a 100-year-old person will feel like they're 60, a 60 will feel like they're 30, because there'll be this capability to keep the human body going, maybe indefinitely in the future. Who knows? Maybe there won't be a need for your body. Maybe just your brain. It's a futuristic statement I'm making, but believe it or not, it's right around the corner, and they're doing it in lab rats, and they're doing it in monkeys, where they're having chips that are communicating between animals, where one has learned a certain pattern and the other one didn't. But then they realize that once they communicated, that training was downloaded into the other brain, and it actually knew the pattern. And the pattern I'm referring to is, let's say that a rat has to go through a maze to find food. Uh-huh. Well, once they get through it, they learn it, and they'll repeat it. But imagine the ability for a rat to send that signal to another rat over the internet across the country, and the other rat gets that same knowledge and can go through the same maze, and they're trained to go straight to the food. By the way, that's not science fiction. That is happening today. That's real.
Yeah, I think they started doing that stuff like in the 90s, right, with Twilight Zone. My grandfather, before he transitioned, he was like, okay, they already doing all this stuff with cloning, and they was doing, in North Carolina, they were actually starting to put chips in people so they could buy their groceries and things. And he said, I don't want to be here for what this world's going to turn into. And I can kind of appreciate that, growing up on a farm, and that's how he grew up. And you knew what your food was. You knew who your neighbors were. You were connected to your spirit, you know. Like, so it's when you say you'll have your brain but not your body. Spiritually, I believe you're not your body anyway. You're a spirit or a soul inside of a body, using a body. And we have to tap into our highest self. So it's the same side of the coin when people think about theology and theory. It's like, it's really the same thing with different language, like English and Spanish. It's just a way to understand that there's not limitations unless we accept the limitations. And that there's a lot of technologies and ways of living that exist to help us exceed whatever perceived limitations that we may think exist. So that's why I hear you. It's just another tool to not be limited if a person can't necessarily do a certain lifestyle or whatever, because they're all tools coming from this grand place of infinite knowledge at the end of the day. But I thank you for even going in depth like that. I was like, oh, that has to be a whole nother episode. Go ahead, meditate, get right into it. And just that futurism and how to prepare for it. It sounds like acceptance is one, not judging is another. But then actually the merging of, we're already living with it, but being aware of it. And how do we prepare a legacy to efficiently or happily transition and live in that environment, right?
Right. Right.
You're amazing. I like, you done dropped so many, you done gave us so many jewels, you all. You know, I always ask, so what jewel would you like to leave with our listeners? It's like, everybody inhale through your nose, hold it for 3 seconds. Let that resonate. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, exhale out your mouth. And let that relax into you, that your spirit can accept and release whatever you need. Because ignorance is not bliss, believe it or not. Even though some still might say, because with great knowledge comes great responsibility. So it's all about how responsible you would like to be. So Dr. Roberts, what would you like to say to people to manage, let's say, information overload, or people use the word stress or tension, especially with all these changes. What's one thing you would recommend that they do? We have a lot of male listeners as well, and a lot of our viewers are over 45, between like 45 and 60. And then we have like some millennials, so 30 and under. What would you recommend?
Well, let's be conscious of something that's very important. And that is, when you have plans or an idea, I want you to pursue them. And don't let naysayers talk you out of filling your dreams. So fundamentally, you have to ask the question, or I ask the question to everyone, well, what would your life be like today if you could have eliminated the fear of failure? So if we break that down, first word, fear, fear really doesn't exist. It's a mental construct. Mm-hmm. It is something that you allow to get into your psyche. When you were born perfect. You had no fear.
Mm-hmm.
But you allow your societal surroundings to place this concept of fear. Well, it's easy to eliminate fear because it doesn't exist in the first place. So you have to pull that out of your thought process. Second word, failure. I submit to you, Dr. Faye, there's no such thing as failure.
Mm.
You might ask me, what do I mean by that? Well, let me explain. Every day, as I mentioned earlier, when you wake up, you're given 86,400 seconds,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
And there are experiences in every second that you live that is going into your psyche. Now, if you end up in a divorce,
mm-hmm.
if you end up in a business that didn't make it,
mm-hmm.
my question is, did you learn anything from the experience?
Exactly.
What did you learn from the relationship that led to a divorce? What did you learn from the business where the outcome wasn't as you would have liked? So is that, you want to just live your life thinking, okay, I failed, or would you flip the script, change the narrative, and take the position that I learned so much from that?
Mm-hmm.
And take the learning and bring that into the next business, into the next relationship, so that there's more of a positive attitude in your mind than a negative. And that's why I say you can easily now, those who are actionaires, and by the way, we used that term earlier in the show you did, and I want to clarify something. The actionaire is a word that I created. I coined.
Mm-hmm.
It's a person who takes their ideas, their dreams, their vision, and their passion, and they pursue them with courage and confidence and bravado. An actionaire eliminates the fear of failure.
Mm-hmm.
I hear people all the time saying, I'm going to think outside the box. Well, I laugh at that because if you're thinking outside a box, that presumes that you are in a box.
Yes.
And if you're in a box, you've already limited yourself. So what do you mean? So I always tell people, be a no-box thinker,
mm-hmm.
so to speak, to be an actionaire. See, words can trick your mind and your reaction. If you control the definition of words and not get tricked into being blocked by certain words,
mm-hmm.
you can excel. You can excel in life and business, marriage, relationships, all of it. Being a parent, all of that starts with you and you controlling who you are. And so I always tell people, let's get the word actionaire into Wikipedia or Webster's Dictionary, because Black folks have words that go into these dictionaries, but it's words like bling bling and bootylicious. You know, instead of a more positive word like actionaire. So what we have to do is, again, change the narrative. I want people in conclusion, you know, to be disruptive.
Mm.
I want you to break away from, you know, the status quo that has held you in a position where you know you could do better. You know you're a better person. And you know you have great and wonderful ideas, so you have to be disruptive. You have to disrupt yourself and everything around you. And that's not bad. That's not a bad thing. That's a rebirth. That's coming back to who you are and taking on a different kind of reality for yourself.
Wow.
So therefore, Dr. V, I guess in conclusion, you know, what I just want to point out is that to be an actionaire, we want to now, from the lessons today, what? Eliminate the fear of failure. We want to live every moment to its fullest extent. We want to be no-box thinkers. We want to learn the power of the word no within our vocabulary. We want to appreciate the value of breathing and embrace it and take a moment to do it, because it clears your mind and it refreshes your body with fresh oxygen. So I say to you, Dr. Bay, thank you so much for allowing me to visit with you and your wonderful audience. I am just another brother who's my daddy worked at the post office. My mama was a part-time teacher, so we weren't rich, we weren't poor, we just never had any money. I think you know what that
means. I get you on that.
So it's just it is possible for folks to succeed out here, and the time to become more capitalistic. Uh-huh. You know, we sometimes run away from that word. In reality, if we lived in a socialist nation, we'd call ourselves socialists. Right. If we lived in a communist nation, we'd call ourselves communists. Well, we live in a capitalist nation. But we as black folks, a lot of times, are afraid to use that term.
Yeah.
Because we've allowed somebody else to define it as being a negative.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the reality is you're in it. You're in the middle of it. You better call it what it is. Embrace it. Learn how to control it. At the end of the day, you're going to be more successful, and you'll be able to do more with people having money than helping people and you being broke. So what you got to do is really embrace capitalism and recognize that being entrepreneurs, especially in as we go into the future, where there'll be less and less jobs, mm-hmm. and more opportunities for those who are reaching out to build and develop and become true capitalists and builders and successful entrepreneurs. So again, Dr. Fay, I want to thank you for allowing me to come on. I hope that I was helpful in passing on a little bit of knowledge. And I do encourage people to get my book. Actually, has no season, as you've already indicated. People are actually using it like a Bible in business. They keep it right by their bed and they read chapters and reread it. I'm flattered by that. When I wrote it in simple words. I'm an educated guy with degrees, but I, instead of trying to impress them with a bunch of big words, and I wanted it to be plain talk, but heavy in what's behind that plain talk, if you know what I mean.
Right. And it definitely does that. I want to say you're welcome, and thank you as well. Thank everybody for tuning in. You all, there's so much in this that we have to bring Dr. Roberts back. Or figure out a way when we do the retreat this year for it to be in Detroit at the Roberts Riverwalk Hotel. So maybe we can figure out a way to make that happen, because you're not that far from Canada either, right? Once you get to that location.
Yeah. If you walk out our door in the back and look across the Detroit River, you are looking at Canada.
Awesome. So you all, we mm-hmm. might have to work that out with the retreat, the rejuvenation retreat, be in Detroit and be in Canada. So get your passports ready now. Get your passports ready now. Also want to say thank you to our sponsors, Tribe Transform, RFS United. Thank you so very much. We personally make sure you look up all those companies. And you all, I am Dr. Akilah Faye. That's AcuIlaFaye. Remember, you can go to the Bashani Radio and become a patron of the show. You can also, if you're listening on iHeart, you can download it and share it. And make sure you join the group, Grown Folks Talking Live with Dr. Faye on Facebook. Check that out. Become a part of the community. As always, want to end in prayer. Creator, make sure you cover all of us. We thank you for allowing us to have breaths, for allowing us to have over 80,000 seconds per day, over 200 breaths per day. Just thank you for not being one of the 150,000 who just went to sleep and didn't wake up. And thank you for allowing us to have the opportunity to be present and aware, recognize the transformation is always happening, and we are in control of what we choose to do and what we choose not to do. Thank you for looking over everybody's family. Thank you for elevating everybody, improving health, circumstances, and always. Thank you for allowing everybody to have the ability to join us on today. Peace, love, and blessings, everybody. Ashe's, ashe's. Mwah. Love, each and every one of you very much. Talk with you soon.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.